How are you?
Jesse Silverman. Jesse is finishing up med school shortly.
Oh, very nice. Doctor,
his father. And Dr. Lebov.
It's not too late to drop out.
Yeah, you also wanted to change time? Because the house was to be,
and I accidentally booked it for Irving Kiffer. He said after the sheriff, this will keep working, and it's easier, I think, for them to send a new link because people will get confused. So.
So what's wrong with this link?
Nothing's wrong. Back to like June, August 25th. You have to go back June, August 25th, and then you can get into it from there. So he showed me how to do it again. So I think I'm okay now.
Hello, hello. Who are you, babe? How are you doing, Rabbi Yitzchak?
Thank God. How are you?
A new addition, Jesse Silverman. This is Rabbi Yitzchak. Oh, best friend.
Pleasure.
I paid a shiva call for Rabbi Eliyahu.
I was going to. I didn't get here, unfortunately. I did want to see you for your time in Smadar. I did not.
Yeah, I got
you. Know
it.
Who else I just? Mr. Knapp. You know your island music.
Oh, yeah? Very sweet. I remember him. He had a mustache.
Very, very sweet man.
Yeah, mustache.
He was very in Israel and he had sweet shiver. So.
I remember him.
But sweetheart.
Yeah, I remember him.
Somebody, if his shiver was in New York, I'd be questionably going.
Yeah, well, that name, wow.
He died this week.
Hell yeah.
I didn't have as many sweet girls, let's put it that way.
You didn't have many.
As I did about Mr. Knapp.
But Rabbi Elliott.
Okay. That was a very sweet.
Yeah. How is your son enjoying MDS?
Nicely, very, very much.
Yeah.
Very happy.
What he's in.
He is now in preschool. Three-year-old. He likes it very, very much.
Good.
Can I have one? I don't need all the time.
Hey, Adam.
It's going?
Yes, it's going. Okay. It's recording, right?
I think so.
Said it was.
Yeah, recording.
Okay. Don't worry, just a couple more minutes. Hey, how are you?
Thank God.
You meet Jesse Silverman?
Hey, what's going on?
Ariel Yerushalmi? He just moved into the West Side.
Oh, welcome. Who prompted such a radical move? We do with high schoolers.
He teaches around five tails.
Yeah, also parking was that forthcoming. Somehow.
Sure.
Let off
They went to the shiva for Gabriel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got a little accident here with the seltzer. Everything else is good. Who's your roommate? Yeah.
Ari Mermelstein, you mean Mermelstein? Where's that? There's two Mermelsteins, so not true Mermelstein.
Simcha. Is your father?
Wait, no, it's fine. Maybe it's Simcha.
Yeah, that's the other Mermelstein.
There's two Mermelsteins.
Yeah.
Not the true Mermelstein.
Yeah, he's Chaim Meir, is your father. This is Simcha, I think.
Everyone asks him to talk about Ari. Yes.
Yeah. Maybe as things come on, we'll see if we can get a minion. But I doubt it also. But, okay, we'll see how things progress. Okay, we'll wait one more minute. And we'll just...
Rabbi is away.
Yes, he's away.
Rabbi? Funky hat usually stands in that corner.
Okay, Zechanish has Avi Mori Yaakov in Yisrael Pitchas, Zechanish was Daniel Shena, Pas Yeshua Falak. Okay, so continuing in the Hilchas Mutzah, so let us discuss the Shaila. This comes up a lot on the different Yom Tovim. Say, for example, on Sukkos, on Shabbos, we don't take the Lulav. But can you move the lulav? You're usually going to have your lulav in the house someplace. And a lot of times it might be, you know, in a place where you really it's inconvenient for you to have the lulav there and you want to move it. So is lulav muktzah on Shabbos? Could you move it? How about esrog? Is the esrog muktzah on Shabbos? So say you want to show somebody the esrog that you're someone coming over to your house on Shabbos, you want to show them your esrog. So is an esrog muktzah? And what about a shofar? On Rosh Hashanah Shachalios, is it Muktzah? You look like you want to say something.
I think they're probably different.
Let me hear what you have to say.
My bet on the Lulav and Esrog is no. My bet on the shofar. Yes.
But you think the Lulav and
Esrog? Yes, it's a fruit. No.
It's a fruit, so even though you're not going to eat it.
It could be, right? You can smell, you can get
an awesome
smell, yeah, and look at it and enjoy its, you know, unique.
Show off your record, so to speak.
So you think what, Esther guess?
Maybe the lulav doesn't have any.
But the hadassim and the rabbis with it, what and you smell from one of those?
The hadassim. So could you smell hadassim?
So if you say, I want to pick up my lulav nectar. My lulav to smell my hadas.
So wouldn't you have to say before Shabbos to make it wouldn't you have to make the proclamation just like anything else?
I mean
before Shabbos that I
said that you want to use it? And what about shofar?
See the shofar I would think is more difficult because it's much easier call that you could, you know. The reason you can't use your little network is that you're not supposed to carry them, and therefore they said, even though theoretically you actually should make a bracha, since you're going to carry it, we don't want you to carry it. No.
Same thing for shofar.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're still, but you're also post korban not making kolam.
Well, Rebbe, by a shofar, it's a keli. By a lulav, it's not. So maybe a...
Why is it a keli? Why is a shofar a keli?
So it's a klitsch malach to l'isser. It's a keli. It's a make a noise. It's a make a... It makes a noise. You use it...
He's saying a shofar is a kli. It's a musical instrument, he's saying.
Yeah.
And a lulav is not a kli.
No, it's like Eitzim Avonim. It has those.
It's like a stone. So therefore, you're saying a lulav should be Asr. What about Esrog?
It should be Mutter. Go for Mekayma. It should be, because at least it has a Reach. It has something. A lulav is.
Lulav is nothing, you're saying. But an Esrog is what?
It has a Reach to it.
It has a Reach, so therefore what?
So maybe go for Mekayma. You want to smell it or something. Maybe that should be different.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And what about Besamim?
Besamim on Shabbos?
Mm-hmm.
So the people who smell b'sama on Shabbos, right? They want to get extra brachas in. People right, in shuls, they send this on the sniff b'sama on Yom Kippur, right? Yeah. On the shuls, they give out your b'sama on Yom Kippur. Right? So they don't consider it muktzah. So that would imply that something you could smell is not muktzah because you could pick it up to smell.
Lulav
has a taste.
Really?
Don't
take the first smoke. Even when I'm really hungry, just tell it.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, so let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Page one, Siv Beis. B'yom Shabbos Eino Nital Afilim Hu Yom Rishon. So Shabbos, you don't take a lulav. On Shabbos, you don't take a lulav, even if it's the first day of Yontif. In other words, the first day of Yontif used to be that they would take. Because the first day is a deraisa in all places. But Bizman Azeh, even though the first days are deraisa, we still don't take a lulav the first day. And now look at the Ramah. Hagah, v'asur l'taltal halulav b'Shabbos. You can't be metaltal the lulav on Shabbos to have a ke'evin. Ari, you said that, right? Like a lulav is like a rack. It's not a kli. There's no ishtamshus. So therefore, a lulav is muktzah. Aval esrog mutol betiltol. The roi lahariach. But an esrog is roi lahaniach. So it has a usage. So it's not muktzah. But a lulav, he's saying that it's muktzah gomer. So therefore, if by mistake you put a lulav on the table and a Shabbos, so you wouldn't be able to take it off unless you do it with your foot or something, like, you know, begufo, but not be a dayan, you know. Because he's saying, and it's a lulav is also even tzarf gufo mekomo, even if you need the makom, because if it's a kli shemlachto l'isser, then it's mutl tzarf gufo mekomo. But if it's not even a lachto l'isser, it's not kli even, so then it's like avonim. Avonim is nothing. You can't move at all. So let's look at the Taz. What does the Taz say? V'asul l'tal na lulav, b'sim l'tov kuf b'ches, evi ramah, b'shofer sh'asul l'tal tal, ki mitzarf gufo mekomo, so he changes things, Taz. And he says, no, lulav is muktza, but only a klisha melachto l'isser. It's not like Eitzim Vavon. The Ramah is mashma that it's also l'gamri, ke'evin, he says. But the Taz says, no, it's not ke'evin. That it's mutter. It's like a hammer. A hammer, you can move. If you need the place that it's there. Money, you can't move. You only can move a begufo, but you can't move money. Even if you need the place where the money is. So you would have to maybe take your chin, and that's if you hold that you can talto muktzah gomer begufo. But if you can't, then so this Taz, what do you say about this Taz? You like this Taz?
No.
You don't like it. He doesn't like it.
For some reason, comparing a lulav to a shayfar.
Yeah, he says. So he's comparing a lulav to a shayfar. So you think
a shayfar maybe is a keli. You could yes, use it to drink. I don't know.
Yeah, shayfar maybe is a keli. Even though I haven't seen a person who, in my lifetime, I've never seen somebody drink out of a shofar. Yeah.
But they have, if you go to the museum, they have those cups where they're very old and made out of drinking water.
Well, you could put gunpowder in it.
Think of glass china.
and plastic is so cheap and affordable. Right. But if you go back, you'll see these beautiful drinking arts. Go to take the Museum of Joy.
Yeah, right. So they used to drink. You know, there's a famous pshat. I don't know who the original one who said it over this pshat. The medrash. There's a famous medrash, and there's a famous pshat. And my friend, I like to say it over, but I don't know who the original person was. Kisvul lachem al keren hashor. Im lachem chelik melukei Yisrael. So some people say over, I think my friend said over, I don't know the original person, that keren hashor means put it on the child's bottle. The shofar was like his bottle. So he should have chinuch at the young age. Yevonim wanted that ein lechem chelik b'elokei Yisrael. Kisvu lechem al keren hashor. So you see that Epshad and Medrash is that they would use it as a Shailas Bizman Hazeh, that we don't do that, would that make a change? Okay, we'll have to see. But it seems to be a machloikis between the Taz and the Ramah about what's the status of a lulav. Is it Muktzah Mamish, that there's no heter unless you do a begufo? Or is it Klisha Malachtolis, or will it be Mutter Lutzer Gufo Umakoma?
Well, Rabbi, maybe within the Taz, it's a new gather of muchsa, meaning it's muchsa machmas mitzvah. So they're all mitzvahs, and they're all mitzvahs that are also to do on Shabbos. So Mali Shoyfer, what's the difference?
You know, are you muted, Ari? Mali Lulu. Your internet connection is unstable.
Yeah.
Do people here can speak?
Yeah, I heard Ari.
I couldn't. I didn't hear what Rebbe said.
I wanted to know. Were you about to say something?
Oh, what I was saying is, according to the Taz, it's like a new gather of muksa. It doesn't make a difference if it's a keli or not. It's muksa because it's a mitzvah that's also on Shabbos. So it's muksa machmas mitzvah. And it doesn't make a difference if it's a keli. It's all the same gather. So what's the difference if it's a shofar or an esrog or a lulav? If one is going to be mutter, let's say, kuf from a kaima, the other one also is.
Well, why is it an etzim v'avanim?
Because the only reason it's aser is because there's a din derabbanan of not being able to take it on Shabbos. Otherwise, it would be fine.
Right. It would be, but even though it's not a kli, it's a...
Yeah. I mean, it's a keli shel mitzvah, I guess. It's something you would use for mitzvah. You just can't use it on Shabbos.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll see. So he says that it's like shemlach to lisser. And you can move in the tzarek uvum kol, but the Ramah says it's like eitzim v'avana.
The Taz is saying, otherwise it would just be just a branch from anything. But the Taz is saying,
since
it's a mitzvah,
so you can use it. So that makes it better. It makes it better because it's because you can't do the mitzvah on Shabbos, so it's a klishim lachlulisa. But the fact that maybe he's saying, but the fact that you use it's a utensil used for mitzvah, but maybe that makes it into a kli. But on Shabbos you can't do it, so it's a klishim lachlulisa. We'll have to see more. See pshat in the Taz. What about hadasim? What do you say about hadasim?
Motzah.
What?
Thank
you, Nasim. Who's
that? Hadasim or motzah?
It's also or motzah. Which one? Babelia? I can't hear you.
He said mutter.
Mutter. Why is it mutter?
Because
you can smell. So it's like besamim. So look at the Shulchan Aruch says on page 3. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Hadas shel mitzvah asur l'arich bo. He says, Hadas is asur l'arich bo. You don't want to smell Hadas on Sukkos. Because it's set aside for the mitzvah. So therefore, what's the main component of hadas? It's the smell. So if it's set aside for the mitzvah, so that means that the smell used on sukkahs because it's set aside for the mitzvah. So therefore, it's hooked so the mitzvah so, and therefore, its normal usage should not be used.
But the mitzvah doesn't involve smelling it.
So Hagon Rav Ariel Yerushalmi Shlita says the mitzvah doesn't involve smelling, so it's not mutually exclusive. Yeah, you're smelling and you're taking it. It's not. So you see here a chiddush that if it's used for the mitzvah, so that means that its main, so therefore, whatever its main function is, cannot be used because it's used for the mitzvah. So that's what he says. Hadash shel mitzvah also lahariach bo. Aval esrog shel mitzvah mutar lahariach bo. When I did. Because what's the main component of an esrog? Is to eat it, not to smell it. So therefore, when it's hooked to the mitzvah, so the smelling part is not the main component. Doesn't become awesome. Interesting. This, by hadas, the main thing is the smell. So then, suksa so mitzvah means you can't use its main component.
The main component for
effort would be to eat it. Right. So you can't eat it on sukkahs, but you can smell from it.
Even on Shabbat, right?
Yeah. Well, no. The whole week. Because it's set aside for the mitzvah.
Why would if you have to, he
made it with last year's
effort. Last year's good because you're not using it for the mitzvah.
But I'm saying, let's say he came upon another esrog.
So I had a pasul esrog that somebody gave me that I used to decorate myself. So
yeah, the apostle Esrog and the Sukkah is a separate interesting discussion. But he says an Esrog you could smell, but the only issue not to smell is, which is a machlokas, whether you make a bracha on the Esrog when you smell it. Why? Because since it's not the main component of the esrog, so there's a question whether you make a bracha on that. Because the main part of the esrog is not the smell. That's what the Torah says. Look on page 4. Esrog shel mitzvah mutar l'ariach bo. She'ikru l'achila. U'mizeh levar huchtza v'lo b'l'ariach. Page 5. V'hameriach bo kosev harav rabbeinu simcha she'ein lo levar Paris. The question is, do you make the bracha of Hanotzin Rech Tov Paris on an esrog? Because maybe you only make it on a fruit that the main point of the fruit is the smell. But since here it's not the main part of the fruit, that's machlok is whether you make a bracha. So therefore, don't make a bracha on the smelling of an esrog because because you don't know whether you should make a bracha or not. So therefore, he says, so in other words, therefore you shouldn't smell an esrog. Shulchan Aruch says, you shouldn't smell an esrog because we're not sure whether you need to make a bracha or not. Because it's not the main component of the esrog. Hadas, you could smell. And therefore, since you can smell during the week, during the year, you could smell. But on Sukkot, you can't smell because it's set aside for the mitzvah. So if it's set aside for the mitzvah, then it's hooked to the mitzvah, so then the main component is not able to be used. The main component is the smell. Sukkot, esrog, the main component is not the smell. So therefore you can smell it, because that's not hooked, so when it's hooked to the mitzvah, so it's not lafuke the smell. But the question is, whether you're ever allowed to smell an esrog, because we're not sure whether you make a bracha, because it's not the ikar part of the esrog.
Let's say you make a bracha on something else and then smell the esrog.
Make a bracha on something else. Yeah, okay, maybe. You mean you have to find the fruit that...
Right, yeah.
Hey, can make a bar mitzvah of a summon, won't be,
yeah,
or the
summon.
Yeah.
If somebody changes his hadassim out, then he could smell them.
If he changes his hadassim, so that he's not using his lemitzvah anymore. Not using the mitzvah anymore.
Why is it considered he's maxed for the whole seven? Every day is a separate mitzvah. Maybe he'll use a different esrog tomorrow, a different lulav.
In the Haram, the Gemara says Rab Chanina, he would... He was Yotzei, and then he took a bite of his astro. But then he used it again. The next thing. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But most people, Bisman Hazeh, use the same astro. Except, you know, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Yagid always says that Rabbi Tendler always said over from Rav Moshe that he was able to preserve the same esrog for like 3 years. Because in Russia, he didn't have the ability to get an esrog. Forget, like, everyone in the community. Like, today, everyone gets an esrog. The rule over there. So he preserved the esrog to use for 3 years.
Very good. Doesn't sound like precious.
No, but I guess if he passed it, it was kosher.
Well, it's still kosher. It just gets smaller and smaller.
No.
No, because after a while it's going to be
yavish.
Regular esrog, my esrog from last year is yavish.
I tried it. You put it in a vacuum. I tried it all this. Never was on sale.
Never was on sale. Okay, you're lucky that you don't have to have the same esrog.
Yeah, just for the fun of it, I tried putting it into a vacuum.
So what was the family tradition of how Rav Moshe did it?
I don't know. I never heard this before.
Yeah.
Maybe I heard it and I forgot it. I'll ask.
Yeah. I was asking about what's the family tradition of how Rav Moshe was able to preserve an esrog. Oh, for 3 years.
If you put it in the freezer, it might last, but as soon as you take it out, it goes bad right away.
Yeah.
Unless you could shake it when it's frozen.
What's the deal of a frozen esrog, right?
What's the dinner on the others?
Possible.
Why?
The Gemara? That's the Mishnah. That's the you have a Gemara? You have a Gemara Sukkah here? Yeah, let's open up the word sukkah.
So this hook says a das adam hook, so it's an automatic hook. So.
What, the hook so looks fossil?
Just that he's maxed for the mitzvah for 7 days, so therefore you can't smell it anymore.
Yeah, 1 second. I'm a dollar of the days in Sukkah. Esrog hagozel v'hayovish posel.
It's a very interesting svara.
Yeah, so it's... Oh, so let's look down the Sefer Tosefer Shabbos. We always look in the Sefer Tosefer Shabbos, right? I told you, I heard from Rav Naftali Beer from Boston that he said that he heard from Rav Aaron, he said in the name of Rav Aaron Kotler, that just like when you learn Chosh Mishpat, you have to learn with Tzitzis, so too when you learn Or Chaim, you have to learn with the Tosefer Shabbos. So he says, so he quotes this thing with the Lulav on page 10 with the arrows. He got me Lulav Kosev Ramah. He's a tain on the Taz, like he totally ignored the Ramah. And he says that you can betaldel tzor kuvim kol. The Rama says it's kevin. So what's the pshat? From the time of Shaldovin Nira Bepshitus, we shouldn't have a leg. Kimukzu machmas chisarn kiss. The Mustama Makpina of Lushim Shram Shoshum Tashmish Kadeshali, if so machmas Tashmisho. So he says that the Ramah's Pshat is that you know what do you use it for? You only use it for the mitzvah. So, and you're not going to use it for something else because then you might ruin it because it costs money. So you machzir lagamri. So the mela, that's the pshat. In the Ramah. So he says he doesn't like it. He thinks it's the taz is shver because the ma'aser is it's like muktzu machmas chisaron kiss.
Because then it's not that's manafshach. Is it like an evan or like a chisaron kiss?
Well, chisaron kiss is the din like an evan.
It's the same din, but it's.
But it's right. It's a different type of muktzu.
I thought it means because it's a piece of wood.
It's a piece of wood.
It's literally a piece of wood.
Right. Yeah, the Ramah, so he wants to say a different shot. He wants to say, because you're saying it's like it's not a kli. Like,
it's a stick.
But he's saying a different word, the Tosafot Shabbos. That it's like a Muktzu Machmas Chisaron Kiss.
I guess that's what he said. The Mastama Makdidan of Shalalish Tamish by Shum Tashmish. No, it's a stick, but maybe you'll use it for, so you make a broom out of it. So therefore, it stays like an oven.
Yeah, it has the dinner. It's not really an oven. But we only use it for the mitzvah. We're not going to use it for anything else. Even though, like you said, like Rav Shechter was points out from the Gemara and Sukkah that it could be used as a broom. But we're not going to use it as a broom on Sukkahs. Because then you might ruin it.
Yeah, but Rabbi, how about Bisman is that? So should an esrig, because it costs you $150, $200, should it be that that's something because you wouldn't do, you're not going to eat it, you're not going to do anything with it. You have it with a pitim, you're scared it'll break off.
Right, so maybe that's different.
You're holding on to it all the...
Yeah.
Today is Shabbos, so maybe I can't use it for the mitzvah, but maybe I'll use it for some tashmish. So it says no, since the tashmish will ruin it from the mitzvah, I'm not going to use it for any other tashmish. So if I'm not using any tashmish, it's a stick.
Yes, right.
But not because it's so valuable that I'm afraid it's going to get ruined by touching it. People touch the lovers, right?
Yeah. Now, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 13 in Mishnah Berurah, it says, Shofar osu taltal okim utzav gufo mekomo. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Tarehu miyuchad with Kia, the Osir B'Shabbos. Okay, Mikra Kish Lamachdo Isser. Vulu of Osir Tatal of Yul Tokhu from Komodain of Shem Kli Klal. That's the Ramah. And the Shartzian writes, and the Tosef B'Shabbos agrees, and the Chayodom, the Lokatas. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins against the Taz, because the Taz says it's what? It's mutl tzarchu from Komo. He says, no, but it's not a kli. It's not a kli. Now look at Derech HaShulchan on page 15. So to Machlokes through the Ramon the Taz. It says Derech HaShulchan for Oshel Talta Halulah B'Shabbos the Havi Mukta. You can't retell to the lulav because it's muktzah. Yesh mi shom mit zorch gufo mekom muter kibo shofar. That's the taz. It's dover tamuhu. For lulav huktzah mitzvasol. The whole shiva. Right? Lulav is huktzah mitzvasol for the whole 7 days. Made a domo the shofar. It's huktzah mitzvasol. You can't use it for anything else. Then he speaks about Estro. Now, this idea that it's that it took to him, it's also. The idea that it's not, it's a kli and not a kli, so there's a whole discussion here. This, we say something from Shemitah. This is a Shemitah year. It means the dinim of the Dalmin of Shemitah will be nogei for next Sukkot. We're going to have a whole discussion of what's the story of getting a lulav from the Eretz Yisrael. You know, so it's no gift. So we, so what does it say? Halokech lulav mechaveru b'shvius nosin lo esrog matana. In other words, if you buy a lulav from somebody, so he for Shemitah this coming year, even though he gives them esrog matana, because esrog. It's Kiddush Shmiris. Lulav doesn't. Simple shot. So the Gemara says, why? Ihachi, page 18. Lulav Nami. Lulav also should have Kiddush Shmiris. So what's the klal? If it has Kiddush Shmiris or not. What's the klal? So take a look on page 19. The klal is, we see where it says Vayikra Chafhei a little bit under that. Lachem dum yudachil mishanasu biyurushave. Because it has to be something that when you get hanah, at the same time it's being destroyed. When you eat something, you get hanah, but at the same time you're getting hanah, it's being destroyed. That's when it has kedusha shvis. It has to be hanasu biyurushave. Look in Rashi on page 19. Shanasu b'yusha kolomah shanasu b'yuro shemizbayim in ha'olam b'yim ke'echad. K'on tzichu shtiyev adlokas in air. Like when you use the oil of shvius, when you're getting hanah, when it's burning. So it's being destroyed and you're getting hanah at the same time. That, whatever, that has kedusha shvius. It has to be hanasu b'yuro shava.
So what about an esrog? You're not eating it?
No, but the uses of an esrog is to eat it. So therefore, it has kedusha shvius, and esrog has kedusha shvius. But what about a firewood? So he says firewood not, because why? Because firewood you use for the fire, and then when do you get hanah from it? When it's already burnt. So it's already charcoal. When you get hanah from it, so the hanah is after. The beer. Rashi says, "Mishenasu gecholim over mem of lulav ikar and also lechabed es abayis fushas biuro." So the Rashi says, "I'm checking those courses that lulav really has kedusha shvius because lulav is a broom. That's what it's made for a broom, and therefore when you're sweeping with it, that's when you're so to speak destroying it." This is getting destroyed as you speak, as you sweep. See what he says? Have a lul of ikar hanosu l'chabed es habayis. Brushas biuru v'kulo. So therefore, it's similar to what? To eating. Because eating, you get the hanom while you're eating. So then the question is, so why is lulav in the Mishnah doesn't have kedusha shvis? So the Gemara says it really does. The reason why it doesn't is because the lulav is talking about a lulav that what? That from the not from the year of Shemitah. In other words, it's the sixth year going into the seventh year. So by Esro, if you follow Lakita, it's milkat in the seventh year. But if lulav, if you don't, yeah, he says time of the lulav bar shishus hanichnas l'shvius. And therefore, if you don't follow the Lakita, you follow the growth of Hanata, whatever. So then it's going to be considered from the sixth year. But Esro, you follow the Lakita, so it's going to be, and if it's sixth going to seventh, and it's milkat in the seventh year, it's going to have kedusha shvius. But if it's from the right year, then even what? Even lulav has a din of kedusha shvius. Why? So this is what Rashi says, this is svar, hanasa biur shava. That it's being destroyed as it's being
why
used.
Are you using it?
So just like when you eat something. Eat an apple to be destroyed while you're getting hana from it. The same thing by, oh, so the question is, so does this help explain the Taz? The Taz is a plisha machtulissus. So you're saying it's not a kli. Maybe it is a kli. It's a broom. Like I think the mayor said, it's a broom. And that's why it has, and Rashi says that's the whole reason that has a kedusha shvis, because it's a broom. So a broom is a kli. So it's maybe you're not supposed to do it on Shabbos because you're mashma gumos or thing like that. But okay, so it's a klisha malachto listen. So that would support the Taz.
Yeah, but that's what the Taz of Shabbos said. Since Mechsar and Kiss, I can't use it for a groom.
Right. But
So now it stays as an Evan.
Right, but he's saying that because it's hooked to the mitzvaso. So on Sukkos, I can't use the lula for a broom. Because it's hooked to the mitzvah. So Mimela, if I can't use it for a broom, so then what I can't even use it for the mitzvah, and the mitzvah I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos. So then I'm finished.
Could you use a lulav or skach? Because it's a kli.
The Gemara says it's a sheet in the Gemara. Unbelievable sheet in the Gemara. I once gave a whole drush on this shita that the tzchach has to be from the dalad min.
Really?
Yeah. Tzchach has to be from the dalad min. There's a whole drush from the chasam sofer on this.
Esrog can't be tzchach.
Oh, that's the question. What about Esrog? Was Esrog is saying it's an oichel, and oichel is makabel tumo.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a big problem. Unless you say that there's a discussion in the poskim, what if you have an esrog that wasn't hukshel kabel tumah? So then it's not a kabel tumah. So then even though it's an ochel, maybe because that's a discussion. What's the din of a fruit that didn't have water get on it? The nichusa, so it's not hukshel kabel tumah. Could you use it for schach? Because it can't be kabel tumah. But it's gedulim in art, so maybe it's good. What do you say? This is potentially if it were ultra.
What about like the pitum?
The pitum?
Yeah.
The pitum, that means does the pitum have kedusha shvius? Because you don't eat the pitum. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. So it's not hanasa and biyurim shava. So if the pitum falls off, do you have to put it in the pach shmita, or you can just get rid of it? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, or the whatever.
Oh, okay. Ukus, yeah, Ukus. Same thing, same question. Okay. So, I mean, because it's not Hanah, so it'll be your shover. You don't use it. You don't have the Hanah from it. So maybe it shouldn't have. Unless you're saying it's nitpal to the, it's nitpal to the thing. It's, you know, shomer on the pri. I mean, there's nitpal to the pri, so maybe maybe that would be a reason that that it would have kedusha shvius, even though that part, you know, but that's a good child. What's the story of the pit? You would have to look up in the of Yosef Lieberman's farm. He wrote a lot of good farm on Shemitah. What is it called? Mishnas Yosef, I think, something like that. I don't know. I never thought about this, Shiloh. So bottom line, if Harfin is here on page 21, has a question. Ma'al tata lulu b'shabes b'toch ha'chad. Ma'al tata, he says, Oster. Mustabed the muktzamach maschisaron kiss. He says it's mustabed muktzamach maschisaron kiss. And now, so therefore, it would be also. Then he quotes the Chayyadim. Let's look at the Chayyadim. Let's see the Chayyadim. Chayyadim is on page 11 and 12. He says the last two lines on page 12 in the Halacha Yud Gimel. The fourth line on the page. And also, Tal Dalu B'Shabbos, the early Dalu B'Shabbos, the Chuf with Osir. Tev Tzor Hiksel Mitzvah. Vafilu Tzor Mekom Osir, the Havi Ke'ev. Whereas, he's saying like this, if you move a Mukt Alulav on Shabbos, because you want to chreis, you want to scratch your back, I don't know, you want to sweep the house. Maybe, I don't know if you could sweep. Maybe it's, we're maybe in a situation where it would be some, why don't, forget sweep, why don't clean the table with the brush off the crumbs. So he says, you can't do that because it's Huxel Mitzvah. So you, the Gluch HaLulav is for the Mitzvah. Over Yantif. So therefore, you can't use it for anything else. And what about Tzorach Mekomo? So Tzorach Mekomo also you can't move it because it's Havi Ke'evin. It's like an Evan.
It wouldn't be the same for Tzorach? Why is it different?
Why would that be different than Esra?
You don't care about what the Mitzvah is right now. It's for the Mitzvah. But Esra also should be
And you see, according to, let's see, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Rama says Esrog is mutter because you can smell it. And the smelling part is not hooked up because it's not the main part. So Esrog gets in the back door. You have your cake and eat it too. In other words, you can smell the Esrog. The only question, well, should you make a brach or not? So that's it. But technically, you can smell the Esrog. And therefore, it's not muktzah because you can smell it.
The sweeping is not the main part.
Yeah, it could be. It was Man Chazal.
Like you said, you scratch your yeah. back. So is that a new a secondary thing?
Yeah, but the question is, Bisman is that we don't. I don't know. Does anyone use a little sweep?
Well, you can't. I thought because you can't use this lulav to sweep, it's going to get ruined.
It's going to get ruined.
It'll be possible.
Right.
I mean, it's the opposite if you want those nice, straight, deep little points.
Right. Yeah. So if you look at the Nishmas Adam in the bottom, he says, Hataz, Sivan Tav Reish Nun Ches, on page 12. Because of the Kamod Nishol from Mutter, Hataltal B'Shav Yishtav Gu from Kom Hodin B'Lulav. He compares the two. And why, and there's Ramey, you asked, why is it, why did you compare the two? One is, so he says that,
dummy.
He says, "Lean around the little dummy." The Mishnah Mishol from Marshach. Because you're breaking the Shabbos, I don't look so mitzvah. As man of the mitzvah, Marshach because of the taz taking benish moshus came to eat. Hechin esu zem hook to die to menim. Komol mish toes clear love. The Gemara says, "The royal gemar bo mai." You can drink water. You can use it as a bottle to drink water. Because she ain't can lulav she ain't a royal klum. Because the Gemara says, "Horei uche evin." And then he says, "Old the lulav efsher tavi muchtemach muschisar kish shemakpidin lav ma'od shlo yiktom rosho kei nerali lahachver." So lulav can be as muchtemach muschisar kish.
So that would be a raw lulav.
What?
What about that? Would be a lulav unwrapped. But today that we put our lulavim in cases, and I forgot the case on the table. Would that be better?
What, if you forgot the lulav case on the table? Or
no, right now, the Rambam of Pasha is speaking about a raw, you know, a unwrapped lulav in its natural state. But if we put it in our plastic cases, so now it's protected. It's not the no, it's a sarn case, I can move it. The Svar of Machmas Chasan Kis wouldn't apply because I have a protective cover on it.
No, because the idea is if you would use it for something else, you would take the cover off. So.
The Terakufa Makaima. I want to move it. He's saying I can't use it because
of Terakufa Makaima.
What you're telling me? Sometimes that's Machmas Chasan Kis is also the Terakufa Makaima.
Kiss means that there, you know, there's a heter use, it is a use. So the heter use you will use on Shabbos, so that it's like gufo, Shabbos pointed out. So then you won't use it for anything else. But the bottom line is it's chuksel mitzvaso, so you can't use it. You can't use a lulav to be a broom on the yontif because it's set aside for the mitzvah. So then, what could you use it for? Nothing.
So I was just talking about the svar on the va'od, and then she saw them the last va'od that I have a mitzvah for a kiss.
Yeah, the lulav should have a mitzvah for a kiss.
I was wondering if it has a cover. Maybe it's not.
No, because. Would you use it? All of you would use for something, but you wouldn't use it. You use it for the mitzvah, but you could technically use it for other things, but you would never use it for other things. Except maybe during the year, you use it as a broom. So, bottom line is that a lulav, according to the Ramah, is muksa mamish. That would be. It'd be a big problem on Shabbos when you can't move it.
The problem applies. People leave them on the dining room table, and then it rains in the sukkah. Now they want to come home and eat in the dining room.
Oh, that's a guy. That's a good word. The main saying is like usually the dining room table during sukkahs is not set up. Just the dumping ground.
Let's say it rains.
Then down. Yeah. Right. So, I said, whatever rains, now you move it. Now, so now you have the lulav on the table.
So if you hold like a Taz, you're good. Because the Taz holds the Sarach Kufa Mekoma is good. But if you hold like the Pashas Ramah, it's not good. So what's Taka Pshat the Taz? He says it's like the Sarach Kufa Mekoma, so it's like a Klisha Malachto Lissa. It says it's a kli because you use it tashmish for the mitzvah, so it's like a kli. So therefore, it's so even though the mitzvah is not today, but ma'aseh it's still yuchad for the mitzvah. So maybe it's the mitzvah is like a kli tashmish of the mitzvah.
Did anybody say that for? I just is that the first time you're saying this for?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I saw it someplace. Maybe I don't know.
It's a new story. You're saying that the tashmish of a mitzvah should be worse than any tashmish.
Basically, so then, but you can't do the mitzvah today.
Yeah, because the mitzvah is not the hanes mitzvah. Kaili is
a ikur. Because the main reason you use it is today. The question is. But usually there has to be some other thing you can use it for. So maybe you can use it to use it as a broom. Even if you say you can't sweep with it, like maybe clean the table with it. Clean up the crumbs from the table with a little bit. So the shayla is, but bezmanazeh, like we're far from this right, bezmanazeh, the lulavim are expensive. And he writes here on page 22. On the right side, Mustaber, the lulavim bezmanenu muktzim top right. Mustaber on page 22, Rafarfness. Mustaber, the lulavim bezmanenu muktzim machmas lisarkis came into the Miami Park. They're expensive, so you're not going to do it.
Why don't you say the same thing for an Esrig? An Esrig is even more money.
But you can use an Esrig for.
Yeah, but people are so careful. Yeah. If you buy one with a bitum, you don't want it to fall. You're not just going to give it to anyone to smell.
Yeah, I always buy with a bitum.
With a bitum or without a bitum?
With a bitum. Very macro.
Yeah.
Only once in my life I without a bitum. I was never. It's a whole story, but no. I'm very machpid on the pitum, and this I follow Rav Shechter's sheet on this Indian, and I'm very machpid, like Rav Shechter is also about yellow, Nafka yellow as well. Those two things, I'm machpid on this. And then I like to have a giddle. There's a whole write-up in the Bubble of a Torah journal several years ago. Is it better to get an esrog that's totally a cleaner esrog, or with a nicer shape? So my sheet is very stark. The nicer shape is more. You know, obviously, if it's going to have something that's mamish going to pass, then of course we're not talking about it. It's nothing better than it has a blethel here and a thing there. It's not totally clean.
I agree with that.
But to me, if it's not likuva, it's better to have a nicer. I follow the sheet. It's better to have a nicer shape, even if it has more spots on it, as long as the spots aren't likuva. So that's why sometimes, this happened this year, you go into a place and they sell a slogan, they can have a different view of what's more chashuv. And therefore, I got for somebody, one of my talmidim, I showed him an eslog that was cheaper than some of the more expensive ones because they might have a different way of evaluating. I evaluated based on the shape. They might evaluated based on the cleanliness. So we have different ways of, so that's why you could take a, you know, there's some esrogim selling for $35 that I think are nicer than the ones that are selling for $125 because you have a different perspective of what's more chashuv in the esrog.
And sorry, where do you get these two priorities from?
Where do I get these two priorities from?
Three priorities.
Yellow shape. Oh, so yellow, well, Shafel likes it. It was the truth of the Rav Chaim Voloshin. It's based on a Bach. that says that a green is possible. In other words, most sheep just hold that green. No, if green can become yellow, it's okay. The sheet of the Bach is din shinui mara. So unless it's yellow, it's shinui mara. It's not it's possible. And then the sheet of the pitom is because the shayla is a pitom a din in hider, or is it a din in chaser? So if you hold that it's a din in chaser, then maybe it's only the first day, the first 2 days. But if it's a din in hider, then hider might be the whole, and the whole, only reason why it's good if it grew without it, because then it's not called chaser. But if you hold the union of the pitom is not a din in chaser, it's a din in hader, and hader is the whole time. So then, even if it grew without it, still might be possible because it's not hader. So therefore, what was it? So I like the pitom. I like the yellow. What was the third thing? And the shape.
And the shape.
The shape. Yeah.
The shape over
blemish. The shape is a nice article in the Torah Journal Eitz Chaim by Bobov that has a whole discussion. What's more chashuv, the naki or the of this? So Rav Chaim Kreisler pointed out Yerushalmi. Based on this Yerushalmi might have an opinion on this. So those are the three things I go for in Sroger. Okay. So this is a very interesting topic of this machlokes. The din of shofar, the din of lulav, and the din of esrog on Shabbos, how they play out. Is it muktzah mamish or is it muktzah mach klishim lachdulis or the nachkamina? Well, it will be mutter l'tzach gumu mukomo, or it will only be mutter, or it won't be mutter even l'tzach gumu mukomo. And then you're up a creek. And then what you would have to do is you have to be so mech on the shittas that you could move mukta, you know, the gufo. So then you'd have to take the lulav and push it with your chin or something like that. But then you're gonna mess up your lulavs, you know, so it's not so pushy. So Rameh points out a good Musar Haskel that on Shabbos make sure you don't keep your lulav on the table. Because if it rains and you move in, then you're gonna have to use the table and then have the lulav there's not gonna be. So that's points out that the Musa Haskell of this Indian. They don't keep the loving on the table before Shabbos. Okay, Rabosai. Good. Okay, good to see you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay, call to.